and hold it.
Everybody, I'd like to call our meeting to order, please. Let's see, Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee, Karen L. Bender Library, 6th floor, Ulster County Office Building. Carl, please. October the 10th, 5:45 p.m. or immediately following the Ways and Means Committee. Mary, would you call roll, please?
Sure. Legislator Berkey?
Here.
Legislator DeLon? Legislator Lapp?
Here.
Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator Mayo?
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez?
Present.
Chairman Maloney?
Here. Everyone was circulated electronically the minutes of our September 6, 2017 meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to those minutes as presented?
I'll move them.
Moved. Is there a second? Second by Legislator Lapp. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. We have with us tonight the Director of the Office of Business Services, Suzanne Holt. Suzanne, the floor is yours.
Sure. I'm just here for my quarterly update to the committee. Just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what we have going on in the office and then answer any questions that you may have. The economy is booming, so things are busy. Things are busy all over the county. We are getting calls from businesses and municipal leaders all over the county, and so working on all different types of projects. One of the things that we are doing, actually preparing for, there's a panel discussion on Thursday night about economic development, and the topic is how the past has informed going forward. So Jennifer, you'll get a little bit of a preview of what I'm going to talk about on Thursday night. So I started to think about, you know, how past things that we've done have informed what we're doing now. And one of the big things is working with each of the individual communities in each of the towns. And so over the course of the last year or two, we've really made an effort to work with the towns on what they want and how they want to grow. Some of the towns that we're working on, one of them is Saugerties. They just hosted, we co-hosted a business roundtable where they brought all their manufacturers to the table with representatives from BOCES, SUNY Ulster, SUNY New Paltz, and the high school in order to help them to meet their workforce needs. So that was something that was important to Saugerties, and we just did that. We work with the town of Esopus's Economic Development Committee, have really good relationships with Ellenville, with the town of Ulster, New Paltz, helping New Paltz with some grants that they're trying to get. So with each community, we're trying to help them in the ways that they want to be helped. So that's been going really well, and that's been growing as time's going on. So I want to tell you about that. Also, I wanted to tell you about the growth in film. Film is going crazy in Ulster County. One of the, so I think you all know about the tax credit. The county executive had worked really hard to get the tax credit in Ulster County. We're seeing a huge influx of films. I was talking to a woman this morning at a press event who's a casting agent here, and she said normally in the winter months she's dead. She did 6 films in the last winter. So she was super excited to be at this press event today, and what the event was about today was film financing. So once we got the film tax credit, the county executive was talking to a local director who said the tax credit is great, but it can take up to 2 years to get. And so that can be a real problem. The county executive put together a consortium of banks, and today he announced Catskill Hudson, the Bank of Greene County, Ulster Savings, and Walk Hill Valley Federal Credit Union got together, put together $8 million in film financing.
My bank?
Your bank, yeah.
You said credit union.
Oh, I'm sorry, not the credit union.
Okay.
The Federal Savings and Loans.
Yes.
Is that your bank?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry, your bank.
No, that's
yes.
Okay.
Four banks and Walk Hill Valley Federal Savings and Loan.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. $8 million to help the film industry to do bridge loans and other financial services to make it easier to do business here in Ulster County. In addition, we did an event in, I guess it was sometime last month, where we brought together all the municipal leaders and the police chiefs to talk to them about making Ulster County film friendly. What came out of that is that they would like help with a standard application form and contract. So we're just putting dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and we'll be getting that out to them in the next week or so. We have two events coming up, October 24th and November 1st. We're doing sort of the same event, but one in Saugerties and one in New Paltz. We're inviting all of the businesses that want to do business with the film industry. So whether you're a hairdresser or a landscaper or a medic or an engineer or an architect, we're inviting them all to a workshop to figure out how they can get into and make money from the film industry here. We're also creating a new website, ulsterforfilm.com, that should be launched pretty soon. And in December, we're hoping to do an industry event, like an industry networking event. And we're talking, we're working, we're partnering with Stockade Works on that, and we'll probably do it at the RUPCO's Metro Center. So that's trying to get that finalized as well. So there's a lot going on with film between the financing event today. We and the EDA rented out 300 Flatbush Avenue. There was a local film there as well that was exciting. So we got to go and see. They had 70 actors there one day. They rented, in addition to renting the building, they rented vehicles from local people. They used, they said they would have used more local laborers, but they were all booked. So Ulster, I know. Yeah, they said they used 45% local labor, but they would have, they were aiming for 60 or 70%, but they couldn't get people because they were working on other films locally. So it really is a game changer. It's really taking off, and it's really exciting. What else can I tell you about Thursday? Finally, we are launching the Economic Development Guide. Chair Maloney was instrumental in helping us to put that together. And the launch was held up because we were also doing the new website, Ulster for Film. Ulster for Business. I'm sorry, ulsterforbusiness.com. So the website's done. The Economic Development Guide is on the website. And so Thursday at, 9:30 at 721 Broadway. Is that press event, which you're all welcome to attend. I could go on and on and on and on and on, but if there's any specific questions that you have.
Just one quick, Thursday evening, your first, where is that event?
So this is a panel discussion on a boat on the roundout at 7 o'clock, but the boat does not leave. I've been promised.
It's a barge. Yeah.
It's just a barge.
It's just docked there.
Got it.
So on the roundout landing.
Get on the boat. We're not leaving.
I've been promised.
It'll be less than a 3-hour tour.
So. Any other questions?
Any questions for Suzanne?
Thank you.
That makes me the professor, honey.
That's true. So we'll talk about coconuts later. So my question is, I know that at some point we are going to be talking about some very generic metrics, and I don't know if you've already started to compile portions of that. I know Carl had sort of tried to tweak some stuff to kind of create sort of like an easy peasy sort of, you know, website, but, you know, when are we expected to actually have that available for...
I think it's live.
Is it live now at this point?
Yeah. I think if you go to the Office of Economic Development, if Jennifer's online, and you click on brochures and statistics...
Because, you know, one of these things that, you know, it's always great when we're talking about how business is booming, but it always has to translate down to, are people making money, right? You know, so that's part of what I want to make sure that we're actually taking a look at. So
the guide is on your page.
It should be on there.
Is
it under brochures? Is that what you just said?
Brochures and statistics.
There I go. She's pulling it up. So.
Okay.
All right, so it is live. Okay.
It's my understanding. I'd have to double check.
Business resource guide?
No, that it should say statistics.
Oh.
I see strategic location, I see quality of life, I see business resource guide. I don't see...
No, it's not there. Okay, so let me... hopefully it will be tomorrow. I thought all they had to do was push a button,
yeah,
so...
And we'll share with the committee the draft as well, too. Let them take a look at it.
That's a good idea. We had brought it to the EDA, but I can bring in here as well.
Okay, so we're not live yet. Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Suzanne?
Great, thank you. I'm
going to
go if that's okay.
Thank you.
Moving on to resolutions. Resolution number 375, setting a public hearing on the proposed local law number 8 of 2017, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter, local law number 2 of 2006, and amending the administrative code for the County of Ulster, local law number 10 of 2008, to establish a Department of Economic Development to be held on Tuesday, November the 14th, 2017, at 7:10 p.m.
That was well read, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
So, I'm still waiting to hear back from folks. I don't mind postponing another month.
Motion for discussion.
I'll move it for discussion. Someone wants to go in a second.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything specific, like, in terms of either A, that you want to modify this or not or whatever, or, you know, so I don't mind postponing another month, but at our next meeting, can we make sure that we actually have something more, you know, fleshed out as to where the committee actually feels?
Yeah, I do have, can we have some discussion here?
Sure. It's been moved.
Right, okay.
If you have something specific you want to bring up.
Well, I'm just curious as to how it came about that it would be a separate department when I look at the state in general and also the state of this kind of work, which I'm involved in. A lot of places have departments that combine economic development, housing, transportation, and planning, as well as potentially environment. And the reason for doing that is that there's a whole series of professionals that work together on these issues, and it seems to make sense that they not be siloed or have separate directors or separate departments.
Well, it already
in all the counties around us, that's the way it works.
Sure. And, well, each of the counties does it differently, though, because if you look at Dutchess County Economic Development, you know, they kind of are housed in their own sort of separate, you know, sort of entity. You know, Orange County has the Business Alliance, which is a complete nonprofit that's not even associated with the county government.
And right,
any direct and anything directly that has to be done by the county may be handled by planning, but the alliance pretty much handles virtually everything else. And so I think right now it already kind of is de facto operating in a silo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of almost kind of like if it's already a duck, you might as well kind of call it a duck. And there was a sense that at least amongst many Democratic legislators to go and say we should then have it as a full-fledged department, have it approved by the legislature and signed off, and have it be its own department, because it already de facto is its own department.
My question would be the same as it was last month, Hector. Have you spoken with the executive, and was this included in his budget proposal?
I spoke to the executive. He's not in support of it. It was not included in his budget proposal.
Thank you. There's a motion and second on the floor to postpone this till November. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor to postpone?
Aye.
Nay? Postponed unanimously. All right. Moving along, the resolution number 376, confirming the appointment of Jose M. De Leon Jr., otherwise known as Joe, as Director of Information Services.
Move. Second.
Okay. Again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jose De Leon, I go by Joe. I just retired from the United States Marine Corps after 20 years of service in June. My family and I moved here in June to New Paltz, so we're glad to be a part of Ulster County, and I look forward to serving the people of Ulster County.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jose? So my question is, you're kind of stepping into this fairly quickly, so I know there's going to be a lot kind of thrown at you probably very quickly. Have you been sort of brought up to speed about the current state of the department and what's going on?
Yeah, so I've been in there as the interim director for the past five weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had time do some observations, and yes, there's certainly some things to improve.
Well, in that regard, so what are those things?
We lack a disaster recovery plan right now, business continuity operations, and then also security as well.
So. Okay. I would also kind of argue that we probably also have some just general problems with computers getting fixed in a fairly timely manner. Well, I'm just saying, I was actually down with the planning director not that long ago, and, you know, his computer was broken down on a Thursday, and at this point I ran into him on a Tuesday. So basically it had sat there for, you know, numerous days. Now, mind you, I realize people aren't here on the weekend. I'm not going and saying we do something crazy like that, but clearly at that point he was already down on that computer for 3 days. And so, you know, in terms of how quickly you guys are getting to that stuff, I realize you probably have to triage a lot of different stuff in this entire county, right? But I'm just wondering, though, I mean, are you picking up even, like, stuff on a, even, like, on a basic service level that we need to be working on, or?
Yeah, so we've implemented Cherwell, it's our ticket request, essentially, for troubleshooting and for service. So if that was submitted as a trouble request, essentially, we basically trust the user to give us a priority level. So if it's something that is of priority for that person, for the user, then it's something that we would address accordingly. So I'm not aware of that particular issue.
No, I'm just in general, we've had this problem predating you, so I'm just sort of just bringing it to your attention now.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that service request system has been implemented for, I think it was implemented the week that I got here. So there's still some bugs that are being worked, but for the most part, I think it's going to streamline the process for, you know, things of that nature, trouble tickets, requests for additional support, assets, things like that.
So you've been in this field for 20 years, is that right?
Yes. I was a communications information systems officer for the Marine Corps. So I did that, and I also served as, did some time with human resources recruiting, and then also as a security force advisor for foreign military.
Any other questions for Mr. DeLeon?
Thank you.
Anything more?
Pleasure to be here.
Okay. There's a motion and second on the floor for the appointment of Mr. DeLeon as Director of Information Services. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously.
Congratulations.
Resolution number 383, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County and Newcastle Communications. Voila, Information
and
Services.
Information Services contract.
Are you, Mr. DeLeon, is sure?
It is a, so that is an extension of our current contract for voice over IP services, managed services for the primary controller for our voice over IP system. It also is for software and licensing. No additional money, it's just an extension of our current contract.
Unfortunately, your department always reads 100% county, which means all of a sudden we're going to look at it a little bit harder than we do the other stuff. So I guess out of just curiosity, I mean, is our plan to basically just continuously renew this contract?
Yeah, so
long-term, what's our plan?
Yeah, so with that, that was a question I asked today.
Okay. Good.
So with that, it is going into its, I believe it started, it was fully implemented in the end of 15. And I think it was looked at as a 3-year contract. So we are looking at the potential for, you know, putting it out for bid. However, it does fall under OGS, so that is significantly reduced services.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to, we'd have to see if the juice is worth the squeeze, so to speak, putting it out there.
Anything else? Anyone? All right. There was a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Old business?
Yes. I would like to, I'm sorry I didn't mention this morning in a meeting, but after reviewing the minutes, I realized that we had asked to have a meeting with UCAT. It would be nice to set that up for legislators who are interested in learning more about the
Jennifer,
classes that they're undergoing.
I can't hear
Jennifer,
nobody
can hear you more.
Okay, yeah, so having, I'll address to the chair and the recording, having a meeting with UCAT to review the potential
proposed
bus,
new schedule,
the proposed bus
routes
merger,
and
I think it would be valuable considering that I'm going to have, as the Kingston legislator, to work with colleague counterparts in Kingston to help them understand the proposals.
Okay, so I'll arrange it for that at the appropriate time. Right now, we're still in the planning phase. We're mapping out potential routes. We're working closely with the mayor and the city agencies for the potential merger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it. I think it's going to bring a lot of new potential not only to the city but also the county at large. It's going to streamline a lot of things. Hopefully save some money and improve service and actually make it sustainable for a longer period of time, which I think is really important. But again, I think we're talking, we'll be close to finishing some of that work and then scheduling some public sessions for the public. And before we do that, I'll reach out and the correct meeting will be with myself and the planning department to do that. And, we really spent a lot of good time on it. The UCAT director, Carol, was amazing with scheduling. And she's actually been out physically driving routes herself to double check and make sure that they really meet our goal here is to have a headway of less than a half an hour to get to one end of the city to the other, and really make those connections into the countywide system, and actually, you know, think about how we can, you know, I'm coming out of the town of Ulster with the mall loop and better connect that into the city, and do some things that just couldn't have been done previously because they were separate systems.
Right. And legislator, if I may, I know you're very concerned with you know, some high density areas, housing projects that they are at, that they're served and they should be.
Right.
And I'm sure that when the routes are laid out, that they will be serviced properly.
And I have every confidence that the methods that will be used are going to follow these kinds of standards that we used in the planning department. I'm confident about that. I just want to make sure that the public understands it, because half the battle is really winning hearts and minds and having them not feel left out of that process.
Absolutely.
Early on.
Yeah, I mean, the honest truth is that there are some routes in the city of Kingston where a day could go by and no one gets on the bus. You know, that tells you that something's got to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about the possibility. I think that the users, because our goal here, I mean, if you look at the UCAT system, in the last 5 years, we've doubled ridership. We're almost a half a million riders a year, and it's amazing. Where there's been a kind of corresponding decline in the city. So our goal is to create a system and take some of the things that we've learned on the countywide system and have that increase in ridership in the city. It's good for economic development. It's good for people that don't have a car as their primary means of transportation. And we're going to be able to do some things, quite frankly, with some of the outlying parts of the city where they can actually have easier access to shopping and to doctor's appointments and that type of thing. So, again, there's a lot of exciting things, and I will make sure that we have a conversation and schedule a session, again, right before we go public, too. I would hope that you'd all be good advocates for what we're trying to accomplish.
Very good. Any other old business? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
You always get to.